for viewing for a night and a day after leaving the county morgue, and where, they said, the haunts of the old cemetery, begun by the Justine family in the early 1800s, came out to welcome the newly dead. Still, this area had been Janine's home, where she had lived and loved and believed in a spectacular future for herself, adventure and excitement to come. No more. Janine had been just 16, a young and beautiful girl, full of energy and love and enthusiasm, a flirt, a tease, perhaps, yet so full of life that her death still didn't seem possible, even though her family and loved ones had seen her lying in her coffin, had seen her mother scream and cry and try to pull her body out. The coffin, drawn along in an old bier by two white mules, arrived at the cemetery. The jazz band, the pallbearers, and the mourners entered the great ironwork gates of the cemetery and followed the path between the multitude of family crypts, coming at last to the one belonging to the family Dumas. Cheyenne Donegal stood at her mother's side, along with their neighbors, teachers, friends, and family, as the rest of the procession entered the cemetery. They took their positions at the Dumas family grave as the priest stepped out of the line of mourners. Cheyenne heard her friends whispering to each other.
"You look so bereft. Janine wasn't perfect, you know," someone whispered at her side. "She was so young," Cheyenne murmured, turning to see the boy at her side, Christian Mayhew. He'd been in Janine's class, 3 years ahead of Cheyenne. "She knew how to take me down a peg or two," Christian murmured. "She could be cruel." Cheyenne didn't reply. Her mother was staring at her, frowning.
At her mother's expression, she sensed something was wrong, and then she remembered what. Christian Mayhew had died. Heartbreakingly, by his own hand almost a year ago. Cyberbullied and picked on at school, he'd apparently been able to take no more. A slew of drugs had been found by his bedside. He'd lain there, rumor had it, as if he'd chosen a long nap and taken it. But that couldn't be right, because here he was. As the priest continued to drone on, Cheyenne heard another voice.
"Christian, I was never mean to you. Yes, I might have teased you a little, but I was never mean to you on purpose."
It was a voice she knew well. Her cousin Janine's. Cheyenne managed not to scream, shout, or collapse. Instead, she turned slightly, and there was Janine next to Christian. Janine looked so beautiful, but then she'd always been a beauty, blessed with big dark eyes and sleek hair and the deepest brown, almost black. The priest was still talking, his voice rich, his speech powerful. Still, Cheyenne couldn't discern his words. How could Christian and Janine be there, standing slightly behind her, watching as she watched?
"Great funeral," Christian told her. "Mine was not."
Janine didn't seem to hear him. She was staring across the crowd, across the neat rows of tombs. Some a picture of decaying elegance, lost to time. Others meticulously maintained, kept up by those living but destined to join their family members within the mausoleums. Her gaze traveled past angels and cherubs and Madonna statues. Beautiful, funerary art that could haunt the living and the dead. Janine was looking, Cheyenne thought, back toward the old plantation, now a mortuary chapel. Cheyenne could have sworn that her cousin clutched her shoulder, that she felt her hand. But of course she did not. Her cousin was dead. Her earthly remains were being put into the family tomb, and there she would lie and decay, a year and a day in the blistering heat, down to bone and ash, scooped into the holding area, leaving room for the remains of family to come.
"That's him,"
Janine cried. Her voice seemed to tremble. The hand that touched Cheyenne's shoulder was shaking.
"That's him."
"Him?" Cheyenne knew the police believed that Janine, her beautiful young cousin, had been killed by a man they called the Artiste. His victims had been between the ages of 16 and 22, pretty, precocious, and energetic.